Hello, everybody. Welcome to the MGG Place podcast. I'm your host, Corey, and with me today is James. How's it going, James?
Doing good. How are y'all doing?
And also Josh. How's it going, Josh?
What's up?
Did you guys have a good weekend? Play any magic?
I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately. I had a busy weekend this weekend, but good weekend nonetheless.
I didn't realize that the Arena Open was this weekend, and I totally missed it. And I was like, shit, I would have played
that. Oh, no.
So today, for everyone listening, we have Magic Jeopardy we're going to play that we built up here. But before that, a couple ways you can support us. One is directly over on Patreon. You can get a bunch of cool perks, different subscription levels, cancel anytime. Even including like playing Magic games with us and stuff. And then second way is we have a TCG Player affiliate link. So if you want to buy any cards or anything, be sure to click that. It's in the show notes. It's on our website, mtgplace.net, and everything else. And if you click that, it just tracks your cookie, and then it supports us because it lets them know that we sent you over there. And finally, just by watching our stuff, like hit subscribe, watch the videos. So, you know, tell your friends about us, all that stuff.
Heck yeah.
All right, so Magic Jeopardy. We're gonna do this. This is how it's gonna work. I have a Jeopardy board up here that I'm sharing so they can see it. I'll put it on the podcast screen if you're watching the video version as well. But so we have categories. But first, how it's gonna work is you guys will start and you'll answer your question. And if you get it right, you'll get the dollar amount, like the point amount, whatever. If you get it wrong, you go negative that much. And if you don't know it, you could pass to not take a negative, but it passes it to the other player, try and steal it. Same if you get it wrong, the other player could try and steal the points. Okay. So awesome. The categories we got here are history. So that's going to be about Magic's history, color combos. So that's going to be like names of different combinations of colors. We got keywords. So it's with the keywords of Magic, popular EDH cards. Finance, so it's going to be old Magic Finance, and Trivia by Mark Rosewater, so that's going to be questions written by Mark Rosewater himself in his articles.
Nice. No potent potables, Corey?
no potent potables. Let's have James start, because I feel like he's probably a little bit of a disadvantage, so pick whatever category, yeah, whatever dollar amount you want to start at.
Let's do popular EDH for 100.
Ooh. Okay, and just so you know, for people at home, the banana is going to be James's score, and the pineapple will be Josh's score. So you said popular EDH for 100?
Yeah.
Okay, most played card in Commander according to EDH Rec?
Sol Ring.
Yeah. It's got to be
Sol Ring is correct!
Yeah, I did it! All right, let's do 200, same category.
Most built commander in the past 2 years, according to EDH Rec statistics.
Ooh, God, there's so many. Most built commander. There's a couple that I have in mind, but I'm not sure.
This is a tough one.
8 seconds. Yeah,
this is a tough one. I think I might pass this one.
All right, so I'll pass it over to you, Josh. Do you have a
guess? I'll get negative points, I'm
sure.
You get
negative, you get it wrong. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ur-Dragon.
It is Atraxa.
Damn it, I was thinking Atraxa. Yeah. I would have been right.
All
right,
so you guessed they got it wrong, so I guess it'll still be James can pick.
See. Let's do keywords for 100.
Negate summoning sickness.
Haste?
Yeah. Speedy haste. Boy.
Yeah. I had to think about that.
I tried to write him a little bit like Jeopardy, so it's just like a clue,
yeah.
Not like a full question.
We need the what is.
Right. Haste. Yeah. What is haste? keywords for 200.
Allows creature to kill another creature with any amount of damage.
Death Touch.
Bing.
That's correct.
Yay. All right. 300. Let's keep going.
Keywords again. All right. Gets +N/+N until end of turn for each creature blocking it beyond the first.
Wow. This is a callback.
let's see.
This is an old one.
giving James hints here.
I don't know if I know this one.
No one played this.
Off the top of my head.
I think I got a pass.
All right, Josh, you know it.
Bushido.
That's right. Wrong, actually. What? It is Rampage.
Oh, God, I would have never gotten that. Rampage.
Bushido again. So Bushido is
it's when similar.
It's attacking. It's similar. Yeah. It's like the newer
it's
version.
Weird, though, yeah.
Dang.
Bushido's like the opposite of flanking, if I remember right. Let's do keywords for 400. Let's keep going.
I think Bushido is just a set, no matter how many block it, whereas Rampage only counts past the first
Okay. one. It was Bushido and a number. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like two or three or four.
Bushido
yeah.
two. Bushido.
All right, so what are you doing?
Let's do keywords 400.
400. Puts a number of 1-1 counters on it for each damage dealt this turn.
God, I was almost going to say Wither, but that's not right. I don't know this one.
You gonna pass?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pass.
All right.
I don't think I can go more negative, so I'm going to also pass.
All right, this is Bloodthirst. You remember that keyword, Bloodthirst?
Bloodthirst.
It was like you deal damage, and then it would come in with that many counters, how much damage you attacked for first.
Interesting.
So the Rakdos. Bloodthirst creatures you always want to play in your second main phase.
Right, right. Okay. Let's do color combos. Let's do color combos for 100.
All right, white, blue.
Oh, I see what you're doing here. Okay, white, blue is Azorius.
Yeah.
Yay, I know
these
my
These are
colors.
Ravnica pairings, not Streets of New Capenna pairings. Or...
No one goes by those. These are the right. OGs, baby. 200.
Just double checking.
Green, white, blue.
Oh, shoot. I'm not as good with the triples. Oh, crap. I know the doubles real well. The triples are where I get a little... I want to say that's Bant.
Bant is correct.
Broker. Yes. Oh, wait. No, that's Streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was in Streets of
the Katana. That's Alara. Again, yeah. OG pairings, baby.
OG pairings,
300. Same.
White, red, blue.
That's America. That's Jeskai.
America.
Yeah, we're looking for Jeskai. I was like, hopefully they'll just guess America and get it wrong.
No. That's what we used to call it before Jeskai was a thing.
So, James, you're up to $1,000. You're, like, doing pretty good.
Right.
I know. I'm actually really surprised.
Josh is -500.
This is not what I guessed would happen.
I'm really surprised. I didn't think I was going to do this well. 400.
Give me a run for my money.
Green, blue, red.
Okay. Green, blue, red.
Put me in, coach.
Oh, boy. I think I know it, but I'm not sure. Oh, I think I'm going to pass. I'll give you a chance, Josh.
Teamer.
Yeah, it's Teamer.
Oh, okay, good. Good, I would have been wrong.
All right.
You have control, man.
500. Let's clear it.
Color combos for 500.
Clear it out. All right.
Yep.
Blue, black, red, green.
No. Oh, I don't know the fucking fourth.
You would do this to me.
No one knows these.
It's a Nephilim.
Yes, it is named after one of the Nephilims.
It's Sans White. People call it.
But do you know the name White. Of the Nephilim? That's what I was going for, the name of the Nephilim. Mm.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to pass on this one. I can't go negative. Yeah,
I also pass because I don't know the four colors.
It's Glint Eye. Glint Eye.
Okay, yeah. No, no one knows those.
All right.
Well, like I said, I tried to make some easy, some hard. I think I'm doing a
that was up there.
Let's go finance for 100.
Oh, okay. Here all right, we go.
The card that most commonly sells for excess of $10,000.
Black Lotus.
That is correct.
Finance Makes for sense. 200.
The most expensive card in the Doctor Who set, excluding fancy versions. And I just realized I typoed that. I put the Who instead of
I don't really look at Doctor Who. Ooh. How do you say it? I know it's Lives, but what is it? Everybody Lives. I think exclamation
yes,
point.
Yes, Everybody Lives.
There we go.
Yep, that card's busted. One of the best cards ever fucking made.
Yeah. Let's make Teferi's protection bigger or better.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
I guess we'll go finance 300. Let's go.
How much the one ring went to Post Malone when he bought it?
How much did he buy it for?
Yep.
I want to say like 2 million. Maybe it was like 600K. Let's go 2 million.
2 million's right.
Let's go.
Damn it.
All right. All right. We're back on the board. Let's go popular EDH cards for 300.
You're doing good.
You're doing what? Popular EDH cards for 300?
Popular.
Yep.
Popular.
All right. Most played green card in Commander according to EDH rec.
It can't be Cultivate. Can it? We're going to go with Cultivate. What is
it? It is Cultivate.
Hey, ramp, baby.
All right. You got board still?
All right. History for 100.
You've almost caught up.
History for 100. The year MTG started.
Oh, man. 1992. Maybe it was four. Let's go with two. 92.
That's incorrect. James, you have an answer?
It's only $100 I'd lose. I want to say 93?
93 is correct.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Right off by a year? I honestly forget.
James has control of the board now.
History for 200. Let's keep going.
History for 200. The year set blocks were eliminated from Magic.
Oh, shit. That was recent. Was that pre-pandemic? I'm going to say 2019.
That's incorrect.
Damn it.
I was going to pass, but maybe I should shoot for...
Go for it, man.
2020.
It's also incorrect. It was 2018.
What is it? Oh, it was off by a year. Damn it.
Yeah. All right, so James, you still have the board.
History for 300.
The year set blocks were initially created.
Oh, Jesus. I don't have an answer for this. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that one.
That was 2009.
That recently? Wow, I'd be older than that. That's actually amazing. Let's keep doing it. 400.
Whew. The first expansion set.
What year?
No, just what it was, the name of
it. Oh.
First expansion? So, like, off of, like, a main set, I'm guessing?
Correct. Not a core set. The expansion.
Not beta.
What would that even be considered?
6 seconds.
Ooh.
I'm going to say... what was it called? Unlimited?
That's we don't count
set,
those.
But no, that's wrong. Is that a course? You got a guess, Josh?
My turn?
Yep.
Arabian Nights.
Yes, Arabian Nights.
Arabian Days. Good
call. All right. Josh has the board. Now we're both almost done with the questions. James is at $500 because he got some wrong. Josh is up to $1,000, so he's winning now. He flip-flopped.
All right. Guess I'm not negative.
Let's get the easy points out of the way. Trivia by Mark for 100.
Trivia by Mark Rosar for 100. What alpha card was considered misprinted back in 1993, yet was later errated back to its alpha functionality, making it correct?
I know the artwork. Mark of Ornthrak, something like that.
No, that's incorrect.
Nope. All right.
You have a guess, James?
I don't think I do.
Attacking creatures get plus +2, right?
It was Red Elemental Blast.
What?
Originally, it was printed as an interrupt, or no, as an instant, not an interrupt. And then when it was reprinted in 6th edition or whatever, they actually decided to get rid of interrupt altogether and make everything an instant. That was
Right. So that
it is now ratted back to correct in alpha.
They had that weird.
So if you have a misprinted Red Elemental Blast from Alpha, it actually says instant instead of interrupt.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that was a weird time. When interrupts were a thing.
I know there was that attack.
Did you guess or pass on that, James?
I passed.
Okay.
Let's see. Am I controlling?
Oh, wait a minute. So you missed. Which one was that? That was one I took away from the wrong one. There we go. All right. So it's 900 to 500. And Josh stole the board, right?
Okay.
Cool.
Wait. You got it wrong. You passed.
I passed, yeah.
So I guess we'll give it to James because you actually got it wrong.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Let's do trivia for 200.
All right. What is the converted mana cost of Big Furry Monster?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is probably the hardest category, too, because they're all actual questions.
Yeah, these are like actual trivia questions. Yeah. I'm gonna say like 15.
That's correct.
Yes! Wow. I thought it was something like that.
Wow. Nice.
All right, let's do 300.
All right. What staple design convention started in Visions on four cards?
Visions on four cards. I have an idea, but I'm going to pass.
All right, Josh.
Yeah, I don't really know. I want to say Visions had the one mana tutors, but that's definitely not it. I'm going to have to pass.
All right, it was ETBs or comes into play effects.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Interesting.
All right, so James, I think you stole the board here.
Let's do finance for 400.
All right, the average cost to buy one of the top five standard meta decks currently. So I took cost on Goldfish and averaged them out. I'll take it like within $50. So
yeah. $200.
That's incorrect.
Damn it.
$300.
Yes, it is $310.
Jesus Christ, standard's expensive.
Yeah. That's why everyone plays
this
arena.
That's why I don't play standard.
All right, so Josh, you now have the board. We're down to, five, 10 questions here.
Popular EDH cards for 400.
All right. What is the most played enchantment in Commander according to EDH Rec?
Oh, God.
It feels like it's too new, but what is Smothering Tithe?
That is incorrect.
Darn. Yeah, it's too new.
I got to pass. I can't lose any more points. I'm not sure.
It was Rhystic Study.
Sure, yeah.
That makes sense.
So, James, you have the board now. And you have 300, and Josh has 900.
Do finance for 500?
All right. The most expensive card in the Tempest set.
Tempest? That's so random.
Well, I tried to make them hard.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to make the $500 ones the hardest. Like,
I wasn't expecting a random set. I gotta pass. I don't know. Not off the top of my head, I don't, at least, without looking it up.
I'm going to have to go with the reserve list card. So, Earthcraft?
That is incorrect. Is Intuition. Earthcraft is the second most expensive card.
Also reserve. Ah,
good guess. Like, Intuition, I wouldn't even have thought of that.
All right, so now, James, you have 300 in the board, and Josh has 400, and...
Let's do history for 5.
This is close.
The amount Hasbro paid to acquire Wizards.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a lot. I know that. It's like some amount of $1 billion, I'm pretty sure, but...
Billions and billions and billions.
Billions and billions and billions. But I really don't want to go negative. I don't have an answer, so I'm going to pass.
I will also have to pass on this one then.
All right, it was $325 million.
Oh, I was, okay, yeah, I was way off. I thought it was at least a billion, shit. Keywords for 500.
This was the worst trade
allows deal. You to pay a cost to put a creature card into your hand when it dies.
To put it in your hand?
Yeah, so it's a death trigger, pay a cost, and the card goes to your hand. It's a keyword.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know that one. I got to pass that one. You know, Josh?
I have some keywords floating in, but they're definitely not it.
Yeah.
We'll also have to pass.
Yeah, it was Recover, which was in Cold Snap. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Because I mean, I know there's Regeneration, but that doesn't put it back in your hand. That just takes it out of combat.
And it was weird because you had to do it like as a trigger when it died. So they've never, I don't think it's been in a set since, but it was in Cold Snap.
No, I don't remember that at all. Cold Snap was so long ago, too. Shit. I guess Trivia by Mark for 400. Let's see what he's got.
What Alliances card was nicknamed Good Buddy?
Yeah, I don't know this one. Pass this one. Josh?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I'm going to also pass. We're too close.
Yeah, I know.
Can't it go negative. It was Lord of Tressorhorn.
Yeah, I did not know that at all.
Two questions all right. left. And
Trivia James, by Mark for five. Let's see. Yeah, let's
James,
see
you got 300. Josh, you got 400. So we're neck and neck
so
here.
So close.
I know.
Really all right. Close. How many cards in Antiquities do not have the word artifact or artifacts appear anywhere on the card?
Oh, dear Lord. Pass that.
You pass, I have to pass.
Yeah, I don't know.
The correct answer, it's kind of a trick question, is three. All three were strip mine with different artwork.
Oh, that's silly.
Okay. I knew it was all artifacts, so it was some sort of tricky thing.
Yeah, okay. So like the whole set has artifacts or an artifact in the artwork, except for
right. Strip mine. All right, let's see the last one, I guess.
First guess.
The most played multicolor instant, according to EDH Rec.
Multicolored instant?
I think you have to guess here or else.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go for it. Fuck.
Well, there is a final Jeopardy question, too.
Okay. So, okay, then you don't have to.
You could secretly bid. I mean, you guys are going to have to, like, I don't know if you have a piece of paper or something, but.
Yeah, I got something.
So, but all you can guess is the answer.
I think I got a pass. I don't know. I don't want to drop out, so.
Yeah, I don't want to drop out either, so I'm going to pass. But
drowned it was Assassin's Trophy.
Assassin's Trophy.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yep.
All right.
Secretly wager, I guess. Write it down.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to enter it here, but I'm not going to. Or I guess secretly wager and tell me when you're ready. And then I'll show the question.
I'm ready.
Josh, you ready?
Do I have to type it in or is...
No, just like, I don't know, like tell me, like if you have it written down or something, just show me at the same time.
I have it written down on my phone. I think I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, that's probably a better idea. Just put it on the phone.
Yeah. And then just show it at the same time when you're ready or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, what do you got, James? And Josh, same time. Go. One, two, three, go. Okay, so Josh did 200 and you did 300, James?
Yep.
All of it? All right. Here we go. Time for the final Jeopardy question.
Let's see it.
So... Write this down too, like on your phone or something, and show it.
Sure.
Which character who appears in Zendikar was originally created for the Duels of the Planeswalker video game?
Appears in Zendikar.
And I'll do the do 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 do. If I'm singing it, it can't be copyright, right? I would keep it under 7 seconds. So let me know when you guys are ready. Have something written down. So again, it's which character who appears in Zendikar was originally created for the Duels of the Planeswalker video game.
I have a guess.
I also have a guess, I think.
All right, let's sure see what you guys wrote. What did you write?
Oh, can't see it.
Yeah, just you can just tell me whatever.
Johnny Goldman.
All right, and what did you write, James?
Gideon.
All right, well, you're both wrong.
Nyssa.
It was Nyssa.
No, that was Nyssa. My second guess.
Damn it.
All right, I still didn't wager everything, so.
Yeah, I guess you win.
Yeah, so the winner is...
Who could it be?
The pineapple, John.
The pineapple. Well, that went a lot different than I would have first imagined. That was very neck and
neck. I did a lot better than I thought I was going to be honest. I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
Yeah, so, yeah, that wasn't too bad.
I'm what'd you think of the super questions? Bad when it comes to trivia stuff like this, so...
What did you think it was for the questions? Too hard? Too easy?
No, I think they were pretty... They're challenging enough. Like, pretty much all of the, like, easy ones were pretty... The one category was a little hard, I will say, but the other ones were pretty fine.
Mark's questions were hard.
Mark's questions were hard.
Color combinations were a little too easy.
Except for you didn't know Glint Eye. So I did the $500 one correct difficulty, I guess.
We didn't sweep it.
Yeah.
No one knows the four color mana combinations. Come on.
That's not even like lingo. That's just the Niflheim name.
Yeah. No, right. that was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. That was fun. All right, so Josh won barely. So maybe we'll have to have a rematch.
The skin of his teeth.
Yeah. All right, so we got some segments to do for you here. So first, we're gonna do Corey's crazy card.
Corey's crazy card.
My crazy card today is Mist Dragon. For those of you that don't know, that is 4BB for a 4/4 summon dragon with the text 0 gain flying, 0 lose flying, 3BB phase out.
Yeah. Sometimes don't.
So that's kind of crazy because you could give it flying, you can make it lose flying, and you can phase it out.
Honestly, there's times where that is actually relevant too. Like, there's weird cards out there where, like, creatures with flying can't block or some shit. It's just like, well, okay. Yep. I'll make it not have flying then. How about that?
Yeah, it's really weird.
That's silly.
Well, and the weird thing is when you use the 0 for flying, it's you gain flying indefinitely, and then you lose flying indefinitely.
Basically, until you say
until you stay mode. To change it. Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's pretty crazy.
That's a strange card. Yeah, that is crazy. All right. For James's jungle today,
James's jungle
went with a very OP green card that I have not talked about, and honestly, kind of took for granted until I played with it, because that's usually how it goes. So my jungle card this week is the Great Henge. It is 7 green for a legendary artifact. This spell costs X less to cast, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control. Then it has tap, add 2 greens, and you gain 2 life. And then whenever a non-token creature enters the battlefield under your control, put a +1/+1 counter on it and draw a card. So this card is insane in any creature-driven deck, really, just because you can basically make this come into play for 2 if you have the right kind of board. This gives you mana and 2 life, and which that on its own is nice because it's it's giving you stuff back. But then of course the second part of the card down below is what really makes this crazy, because this can just pop right off with what you have in hand. And it's just, I honestly slept on this card for a long time until I played with it recently. I was just like, holy crap, this card is actually insane.
Yeah, that card is bonkers broken, and that's why at Magic Con, when I was trying to trade my promo, my fancy one, for 4 regulars, nobody even had a single one in stock of any version, so.
Yeah, it's just like, it does everything. Like, it comes in cheap, it gives you life, it gives you mana, and it can cantrip itself and also buff up your board, like, permanently. Like, That's yeah, it's a lot of stuff on a card.
Yep.
Absolutely. Right, last segment we got here is Josh's jank combos. What do you?
Hey, some jank combos. I did have one lined up, but after seeing Corey's card, I'm going to use that. All right, Mr. Igan, we're going to combo with this.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You guys ready? Yeah. Mr. Dragon, right? We all know good old Mr. Dragon. Pay zero, activate its ability, gain flying. Then you can use its ability again to lose flying.
Yep.
Do that again and again and again. Yep. All right. Yep. We're going to play a card called Crackdown Construct. This is a 4/4, 2/2 artifact creature construct. But it says, whenever you activate an ability of an artifact or creature that isn't a mana ability, Crackdown Construct gets +1/+1 till end of turn. So, right, you're going to play him. You're going to activate Mist Dragon. Flying, so not flying.
You can infinitely pump it by making it
infinitely pump it. Not flying. Now we're going to play Chandra's Ignition, right? Just deal his damage to all opponents. Three card combo right there. Mist Dragon.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for the suggestion.
That's incredible. I love it.
A little janky, but
no one will see that coming, too. I guarantee it.
Well,
no
one's going to counter this dragon. They're going to be like, "Huh?"
No one's going to counter.
What the fuck
that.
Is this? That's hilarious. I love it. Oh man!
I should stick that combo in my deck now, just to be funny.
Yeah, that'd be like the hilarious, like, I win combo.
Thanks for the suggestion, Corey.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that's all I have for the show. You guys have anything else cool you want to talk about?
Not really, except for the fact that it had a lot of fun talking about Doctor Who for the last couple of weeks. That's been quite the interesting set. I got to get my hands on some of those cards because there's some really good stuff.
Yeah, me and Mitch did our set review, so that's on our YouTube channel and, you know, the podcast and Spotify, all that. And you were on, was it Into the 99, right?
Yeah, I had the honestly absolute pleasure to be on Into the 99 with the guys. And yeah, that was an absolute blast, and I really hope we get to do something like that again. Yeah, we didn't even get through the entire set because there was so many cards. I think we got through maybe half or three quarters of it, but yeah
like... And I was watching it, and every time someone talked about a Dalek, nobody went exterminate until the end. You were just like, exterminate, and I'm like, finally. Whereas me and Mitch, when we were talking about it, every time a Dalek card came up, we were just like, exterminate,
elevate, exterminate.
Yeah, it makes you want to build a Dalek deck and just
there's
like,
some
destroy.
Amazing flavor in the Doctor Who suit. I love it so much. They really knocked it out of the park with like the flavor. Like, this is the most flavorful set in my opinion.
Yeah, Gavin Verhey working on that. Awesome. He's a dude.
Yeah,
I just recently bought the Secret Lair, the Fast Lands off of Doctor Who. And then I bought the Canopy Lands that just got reprinted.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. The lands that they printed in the Doctor Who set look incredible. Yeah,
I just bought all of them.
Are awesome. Yeah. Holy, like, because that was the other thing we were talking about on the podcast, on their podcast, was every single one of the lands are just insane.
They're good lands.
And they printed the good, they're the good lands. Like, they're the duels and shit.
Yeah.
Like, these are lands that you need.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah, it's good to see. And they're really cool art too.
Yep. It's all cool. And then we will be doing, well, at least I will. I'm Josh, Mike a little bit, James too, depending on how stuff goes down. But the early access event for Lost Caverns on the night.
Yes.
So watch our YouTube channel for that.
Yeah. Ixalan looks great.
Yeah,
some of the spoilers that we've seen. Holy crap! There's some good stuff in the set.
Yeah, I'm just loving the flavor. It's just I like the whole like conquistador, the Mayan culture, like that whole era. Yeah. It's sweet to me.
It's looking like it's gonna be another really fun set to be part of. So it should be a good time.
All right. Well, like as always, see you guys next time. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit subscribe.
See y'all later.
See you guys.